주어진 문장의 위치. 전략 적용 기출 1.
The printing press boosted the power of ideas to copy themselves. Prior to low-cost printing, ideas could and did spread by word of mouth. While this was tremendously powerful, it limited the complexity of the ideas that could be propagated to those that a single person could remember. It also added a certain amount of guaranteed error. The spread of ideas by word of mouth was equivalent to a game of telephone on a global scale. The advent of literacy and the creation of handwritten scrolls and, eventually, handwritten books strengthened the ability of large and complex ideas to spread with high fidelity. But the incredible amount of time required to copy a scroll or a book by hand limited the speed with which information could spread this way. A well-trained monk could transcribe around 4 pages of text per day. A printing press could copy information thousands of times faster, allowing knowledge to spread far more quickly with full fidelity than ever before.
전략 적용 기출 2.
In fiber processing, the word spinning means 2 quite different things. One is the formation of individual fibers by squeezing a liquid through one or more small openings in a nozzle called a spinneret and letting it harden. Spiders and silkworms have been spinning fibers in this way for millions of years. But chemists and engineers learned the procedure from them only about a century ago. In the other kind of spinning, sometimes called throwing to prevent confusion with the first kind, 2 or more fibers are twisted together to form a thread. Human beings discovered this art thousands of years ago, and they have invented several devices to make it easier and faster. The ancient distaff and spindle are examples that were replaced by the spinning wheel in the Middle Ages. Later came the spinning jenny, the water frame, and Crompton's mule, spinning machines that became symbols of the Industrial Revolution.
전략 적용 독해.
1. Every person has his or her own phobias or fears. Most fears are harmless, but if they actually stop you from having fun and becoming successful, you should start learning how to stop being scared. In this way, you can make yourself braver and be able to live a more relaxed life. Here is a tip. You can overcome your phobias effectively if you gradually make yourself less sensitive to what scares you. For example, if you are frightened of roaches, it is a good idea to start staring at pictures of roaches and watch movies that show you some roaches. Next, you can try sweeping dead roaches off your floor, and then eventually look at one or two crawling cockroaches first, before actually stepping on them or killing them. This process is more effective for objects and animal fears rather than fear of failure or being afraid of rejection.
2. If you can find a pattern, rule, or underlying principle in the material, you will likely be able to learn it more easily. For example, if you arrange the number 37631537 4264 in 4 groups of 3, it is easier to remember 376315374264. The task is even easier if you can see some patterns or relationships among the 4 groups. The first 3 groups all start with 3, and the first and third groups both have a 7 next. Also, the second digits in the last 2 groups are only 1 digit apart, 7 and 6, and the last digit is the same, 4. Noticing such patterns helps make the number more meaningful. Similarly, looking for patterns in phone numbers, addresses, dates, or any other numbers will help you remember them.
Three. A sleeping mother has the ability to identify the particular cry of her own baby. This is one of the bonding factors that has been forgotten because of the way in which we live today. Typically, there is now only one newborn baby in any family house or apartment, so there is no way to test this ability. In an ancient tribe, however, living in small huts in a tiny village settlement, a mother would have been able to hear any of the babies crying in the night. If she woke up every time one of them screamed for food, she might get no sleep at all. During the course of evolution, she became programmed to awake only at the sound of her own particular baby. This sensitivity is still there to this day, even though it is seldom used.
4. Why would you apologize to yourself? In a general sense, you apologize to yourself for the same reason you apologize to someone else. You want to restore the relationship. When you apologize to someone else, you hope the apology will remove the barrier between the two of you so that your relationship can continue to grow. When you apologize to yourself, you are seeking to remove the emotional disequilibrium between the person you want to be, the ideal self, and the person you are, the real self. The greater the distance between the ideal self and the real self, the greater the intensity of the inner emotional turmoil. In this respect, being at peace with oneself occurs when we remove the distance between the ideal self and the real self. In short, apologizing to oneself and subsequently experiencing forgiveness serves to remove the distance.
5. Most of what is written about collaboration is positive. Collaboration improves problem solving, increases creativity, curtails costs, and improves productivity. Most people describe collaboration in what I call a nice way. If we would just collaborate, then we would do better. Then, despite our expectation, why is collaboration rare? The short answer is that collaboration may mean more work, often happening on top of other work. Participants are already plenty busy with their day job, and the new project may be especially stressful because of this. Until the problems that any collaboration project is aimed to fix get solved, a collaboration project can often be overwhelming. It's because collaboration is about the friction of different ideas and the adding of new ways of working, which is not easy or even nice, and makes new demands on all of us.
6. Countless companies from developing countries hesitate to jump into international markets, especially those in the developed world. It's because they see themselves as hopelessly flawed. While many are as experienced and profit-oriented as traditional multinationals, they're painfully aware that they don't have cutting-edge technologies, dominant brands, or novel products. And the process of building those kinds of advantages looks long and daunting, even for companies that possess the necessary capital. So they remain at home, profitable but unable to live up to their full potential, and vulnerable to foreign competitors. Yet, there's really no good reason they should sit on the sidelines of global competition. Our research shows that companies lacking strong technological knowledge or brand assets can still succeed in overseas markets by drawing on other capabilities.